Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
What happens when you cross a primary election with a mad scramble to get enough signatures to get a controversial measure on the ballot? You get a fireworks display, and it's not even the 4th of July. It all began Tuesday morning as voters went to the polls for Montana's primary election. The day was important to us for a couple of reasons. First, many of our strongest allies in the legislature were being challenged by less conservative members of the Republican Party. It's important because the results of the primary begin to shape the outcome of the next legislative session, which is still 8 months away. And the second reason that Tuesday was so important is the fact that we know that those trying to add abortion as a protected right to the Montana Constitution were planning to make an all-out push to get their remaining signatures at polling stations, which makes sense. In order to legally add their name to a petition, a person has to be a registered voter, and what better place to find a large concentration of registered voters than at a polling station on election day? From a turnout standpoint, Tuesday's primary wasn't exactly a barn burner. Only 40% of registered voters bothered to vote, and most of those had already voted by mail-in ballot. As the results began rolling in about 8:30 p.m., it was clear that it would be a long night. Many of the races that we were watching were neck and neck clear into Wednesday afternoon. But in the end, we were pleased. Most of our pro-family allies survived their challenges, albeit by 1 or 2 percentage points. We still have some tight races to get past in the November election, but so far, the numbers look good for a strong pro-family legislative session. Turning to the other half of our fireworks show, just as expected, signature gatherers for Planned Parenthood were out in force, but so were we. Ever since signature gathering for CI 128 began about 6 weeks ago, our volunteers have been conducting the largest election integrity project ever undertaken in Montana history. Armed with cell phone cameras, video cameras, and even police body cameras, hundreds of pro-life volunteers have been filming pro-abortion signature gatherers in hopes of catching them violating Montana's election laws. So far, the results have been worth the effort. We now have mountains of evidence that signature gatherers are breaking the law, and those violations are being cataloged and turned over to county attorneys. The next big shoe to drop will be when the petitions themselves are turned into county election offices, complete with an affidavit signed by the signature gatherers, swearing that they followed all of the rules. At that point, we will introduce evidence that they actually violated the law and are guilty of the crime of false swearing, punishable by a $500 fine or 6 months in jail, or both. At the very least, their signatures will be disqualified, and at the most, they'll be subject to a fine and jail time. Despite their best efforts to stop our volunteers from collecting evidence, Planned Parenthood's forces have been told repeatedly by police that videotaping of the process is perfectly legal as long as it's on public property. We've also been told that citizens are having huge success getting signature gatherers kicked off of private property when they complain to store owners about the signature gatherers' presence. With 2 weeks remaining until the deadline, this is an all-hands-on-deck moment. Please call our office if you'd like to volunteer. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.